With interest in Dry January surging every new year, the market for mocktails and low-alcohol by volume, or ABV, drinks is gaining in popularity even here in the North. Kyle Marcus owns the Alibi Room downtown on Durham Street. Not known for its low ABV and mocktails, Marcus knows the importance of appealing to the masses, including the designated drivers and non-drinkers, in a social setting. The Alibi Room opened in early 2018 downtown, across from the YMCA, with the intent to create a modern and sophisticated take on a Prohibition 1920s speakeasy. The Alibi Room always has a full menu of spirit-free drinks for those who want to get social without the after effects. Anastasia Ryu for Sudbury.com. Alcohol-free spirits are used to make the mocktails at the Alibi Room. There is a wide array of options available on the menu daily. Anastasia Ryu for Sudbury.com. Martine Fortin is the new general manager and drink maker extraordinaire at the Alibi Room. Anastasia Ryu for Sudbury.com. We always have three options on the menu with hard liquor, craft beer and cocktails. Each option offers alcohol-free or low ABV, he said. He adds that many people like the low ABV options because they can have one drink and stay safe and responsible. The craft beer fanatic who wants to turn to low or no ABV this month can opt for tons of new options on the menu. Anastasia Ryu for Sudbury.com. Marcus knows all about the importance of pivoting. During the pandemic, his staff got creative after losing $200,000 in off-site events due to the lockdowns and restrictions. There were online dance parties, mixed cocktails to go that were available for pickup and still are, he says. We asked Marcus to recommend a few perfect mocktail mixes for Dry January. His spirit-free options include a maple cream soda that features vanilla bean maple, lemon and soda water. The mocktail, I've Got Two Jobs, features hibiscus syrup, lime and soda water. Lastly, the Strawberry Shrub Sour includes strawberry shrub, pomegranate, lemon and an egg white. He also features a daiquiri with 0% spiced rum, a rose gin and tonic with Cedar's 0% rose gin and a margarita with 0% HP agave. Everything is made with care and love from the bartenders here who love their mixing jobs, he adds. There's something for everyone and we really try to accommodate all price points. The Alibi Room also offers paired sharing plates for customers. The tapas-style appetizer menu offers a lot of made-in-house pickled goods like turnips, grapes and garlic, along with spiced olives. There are also scrumptious cheeses like brie. Anastasia Ryu for Sudbury.com. And if drinking mocktails or cocktails doesn't interest you right after the holidays, the sharing plates are worth indulging in. The tapas-style appetizer menu offers many made-in-house pickled goods, including turnips, grapes and garlic, along with spiced olives. There is also a variety of cheese, meat and hummus to tantalize your tongue. If Marcus isn't busy enough, he also manages the Downtown Sudbury Business Association. Marcus has lots of big plans for the spring with a return to patios, brunches and live music again. The Alibi Room is located 113 Durham Street in the downtown, across from the YMCA. The business can be found on its website, as well as on social media through Facebook Meta and Instagram. An earlier version of this story referred to a cocktail club at the Alibi Room. The cocktail club subscription service has been ended. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.